This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fox Across America Game Ball Presentation Ceremony. Here it is, banner week. We launched Fox News Saturday Night. My big TV show airs 10 o'clock Eastern Time on the Fox News Channel. You better watch it. Nobody I had more fun talking to about the potential launch and, of course, the potential for Iowa and all of the infighting in our politics to get settled this coming Monday than the great Katie Pavlich. She is a general in the Fail of Fashion Army. She is heading out to Iowa to cover the caucuses live this Monday night in what I believe to be negative 45 wind chills, according to KP. I don't know who she pissed off to get that assignment, but she certainly brightened my day when she was on the show. So without further ado, check out Katie Pavlich in the Game Ball Presentation Ceremony. Hey, girl.
The lead general got a promotion, and that's you. So yeah. I am going to be harshly watching
it's the right
the
thing.
Amazing outfits that Jimmy comes up with for Saturday night as he hosts this new show. Yeah, I cannot wait.
Yeah, you're gonna see some tasteful things. I think the bigger question is are you gonna do the show?
Obviously.
Okay.
I'm scheduled to come on, I think, next weekend.
Yes, you are, Katie Pavlich. Yes, you are.
Immediately jumped on that.
No, absolutely. You're supposed to. Thank you.
I cannot wait. Dude, it's going to be so much fun.
We're going to burn it down, so thank you.
I've got a lot of boots to show off, you know, so hopefully I'll be back a couple times.
That is so funny. You're going to do it. It's the, when you watch the first episode, because like what I'm doing is I have like a different vibe. Like we kind of what we do on the show. It's going to be the most insane TV of your life is all I'm going to say. We're essentially tomorrow night. I'm pretty sure we're taping the first and last episode at the same time. So don't get too excited about next week until we get through tomorrow. But I feel good, KP. I feel good.
I mean, I was thinking about the show and I was a little bit concerned that it may be a place of danger. Let's say.
Listen,
You know what?
Uh-huh.
We're going to go for it.
You're damn right you are. Dana's on this week, and I'm doing an off the meter with Dana. That's an old taxi thing where you pull over and you talk to people about like banned things. So Dana and I, which in this instance, an off the meter is like we're talking about like, you know, people you made out with in seventh grade and stuff.
And you can remember that.
I know. Well, you know, Dave, she's got Perino brain. This is not a, we're not talking about a Jimmy Fallon brain.
I doubt that Dana was making out with anyone.
Mean like teenage crushes and stuff. No, you're right about that. She was, if the library was open, she was there.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Everybody else was playing spin the bottle. She was playing spin the card catalog. Let's find something else to read. Come on. Yep. Katie Pavlich is on the line. America's a better place for it. We're 3 days from Iowa, KP. I've been told it's going to be cold. Would that discourage the Katie Pavliches of the world? Like, do you expect the weather to impact this or no?
Okay. I'm not going to try to complain because we've got correspondents out there.
Yeah, exactly.
It's negative 15 degrees. It's supposed to be negative 45 this weekend with the wind chill.
What?
And I'm going to Iowa on Sunday, and they're like sending these emails that say dress warm, dress in layers, and I'm like, I have gear for cold weather. I do not have gear for Antarctica. Okay, so we're going to do our best, but even people in Iowa who I know are saying we deal with snow and cold, but negative 45 with wind chills, pretty tough. But at the same time, they worked really hard on these caucuses. They're excited, raring to go. So, you know, there's a lot of peer pressure there, too,
yeah.
You know, because the caucuses are people getting together in gyms and community halls in these towns. And, you know, if someone wusses out because of the cold, they've got their Iowa hearty reputation on the line, right? So I think people will probably pressure each other to show up on Monday night.
That's hilarious. Talking to Katie Pavlich, you'll watch her all over the Fox News Channel covering the Iowa caucuses. I think if you're a resident of Iowa, you know, the excitement that Monday night represents is not who wins. It's that the TV commercials finally go away.
Exactly.
Dude.
Until they come back for the general election.
I know. It's so funny,
like they
though.
Never get a break.
Those people, though, are watching ads. I was told 3 years ago, 3 years ago, like exploratory committees start running like cursory ads. But as of 2 years ago, they're watching ads constantly. I mean, I can't imagine, like you just can't outrun it.
You can't outrun it. You can't get away from it. Everybody's wondering who you're going to vote for. We're probably getting a little bit bullied if you're voting for someone that people disagree with.
Yep.
But, you know, I mean, it is fun, though. It's exciting. It's fun to watch. It's definitely something that's unique to America. Iowa goes first. It's great.
Yeah, it's social media in person. That's what it is. Because, like, I'm voting for this guy. You're like, yeah, right, you're an idiot, you know? And that's how social would work. But these are people doing it face. It's Twitter face-to-face. Could you imagine?
I mean, it is the Midwest, so people are a little more, you know, mature and civil than Twitter, I would say, in Iowa. Oh. But once you maybe get up to other states, like closer to New Jersey, for example, then the real Twitter comes to life.
Is there a bigger collection of broken people than Twitter?
No, I mean, it's bad. It's pretty bad. It's like let me jump into the cesspool today and open Twitter on my phone.
I always say Twitter is a fight club for people who don't want to get hit.
It's a fight club for cowards. For people who have keyboard courage. Keyboard courage fight club.
But don't you love, like, there is a whole subset of people on there who aren't even listening to the conversations. Like, you could post a picture where you're like, it's my dog's birthday, and someone will chime in, too bad Trump's going to jail. Like, wait, what?
Or the other night when we had the town hall on Fox with Trump, he said something about how George Washington was a very rich man. Mm-hmm. And I jokingly tweeted that, well, actually, it was his wife who he married who was the one with the money. And people are like, well, they're married, so therefore they pool their money, and obviously they share everything, so he's rich too. And I'm like, guys, it was just a joke about how he married a rich lady. Like,
you're getting Wikipedia articles.
Let it go.
Yeah. Oh, it's so funny. Katie Pavlich on the line. We're trying to restore order because the country has lost its mind. So Fox News Saturday night is KP. We're calling it a cable news keg party. And
nice.
The truth is, like, I'm happy to have liberals on. We'll make fun of them. We'll have a good time with them. But it's a hang. We need to hang because, like, our party is the cool side. I haven't unfriended anybody over politics in my life. There are certainly people I like to talk to a little bit less because they're unbearable. But I don't know that's the hallmark of our party, which is like, no, I can't talk to that person anymore. Do you have any of those on your record?
Well, I just would hope that there is a hate lives here sign on your set. So we can counter all these hate has no home here signs.
Hate has a condo
here. I think that
here.
Hate is homeless right now, and we really need to give it a space to live. So I think a sign on your set would be great, just to start. But yeah, I mean, people, I haven't, you know, not defriended people over their politics, but the left tends to do the opposite. So I would give credit to liberals who come on your show, because like you said, it's a hang. It's going to be fun. People can up their fashion game.
Yep.
They can try and get into the army. I'm not sure they're going to qualify. Recruitment standards are high
very
for the
high.
Fela fashion military and army.
Yep.
But, you know,
it's
gonna there
happen.
You go.
Well, last but not least, then, I guess the question becomes Iowa Monday night. Are we going to see you in leopard print snow boots? Is that how we'll spot you on the set?
No, I'm going to be wearing fur.
No,
a real fur, by the way. So
yeah, you are.
Dead animals
Dude,
are the only warm thing
you're
available.
You're such a badass, Pavlich. You really are. You're such a badass.
The only thing that I can bring with me that qualifies as wear for Antarctica in Iowa. So that's the plan.
I really do feel for you. And, you know, the truth is, like, when you're watching the channel, I always laugh. Because you can tell what type of assignments, you know, assignments dictate what they think of you. Like, you're doing election coverage. The most prestigious thing you can do on our news channel is be doing election coverage on an election night. And that's where you rank. Like, I'm getting sent down to, like, you know, there's three guys dressed up as Spider-Man pretending to climb a building. You know what I mean? It's a different level of prestige, if you will.
It's going to be great. Fox is going to have a great night of coverage. They've had an amazing week this week with all the town halls with candidates, Nikki Haley, Ron DeSantis, Donald Trump. Vivek Ramaswamy has been pounding the pavement or the ice, I would say, in Iowa. As you said, Iowans might be sick of it by now, but we're excited. We're going to have coverage starting actually this weekend. We're doing the big weekend show there on Sunday from Iowa. So
that's
going to be fun, and we'll bring you the results. Looking forward to seeing who shows up and what they do to convince each other to vote for the candidate of their choice. So we're off to the races. I can't believe it's 2024 already.
It's
my life is planned in election cycles, which is, I don't know if that's good or bad. It might be kind of a sad thing, but here you go.
It's crazy because, like, the 2020 election just never ended. You know, we've fought over it every day since and everything in between. So you're right. We are stuck on a cable news hamster wheel right now. But it's a fabulous hamster wheel, and they've got all kinds of nice accoutrements in the cage, so we're not complaining.
Exactly.
Good stuff, KP. Give them hell, and I will see you on the TV set, young lady.
Yeah, we'll see you too. Good luck with your show, Jimmy. Looking forward to seeing it and also being a participant.
Damn right you are. All right, I'll make you proud. See you soon.
Talk to you soon.
That is going to do it for the Fox Across America Game Ball. Make sure you get in front of a TV tonight, 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It is the debut episode, The Maiden Voyage, Fox News Saturday night with Jimmy Failla. We got our own TV show, and it happens now.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow Podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.